a succubus. You may have heard tales. For thousands of years, I have seduced, enthralled, and drawn men to me. I am everything and anything you want me to be. I give you your desires, your deepest, darkest desires. And in exchange, you offer me your soul. It is a simple exchange. I know how to make it worth your while. The thing I can give you that no other being can is the most mind-blowing, earth-shattering, soul-stirring orgasm of your life. And for that, all you need offer is your soul. A small price, really. I can do anything. Anything. In those thousands of years, I've seen it all. My powers to thrill, excite, and please are without peer. I sense all that you sense. I feel all that you feel. I feed off your desire, arousal, and ultimately your pleasure. Your orgasms, you see, are my meals, my sustenance. And once I am fed, I purge all those desires and emotions that I use to draw you in and become your fantasy. And since the beginning of time, there has been only one rule. Like all succubi, I may never fall in love. Of all the human emotions, it is the only one forbidden to us. We can feel everything else. Take them in. Bathe in them. Use them to create experiences of wonder that are as glorious as the heavens and as real as the ground beneath your feet. Of all the succubi, of all of Lilith's children, I was the best. I fed on fantasy. I drank desire. I marinated in lust. No man could resist me. And as I took each of their souls, I would grow more powerful, more seductive, more irresistible. I grew insatiable. I had a hunger unmatched, never to be filled. And then I met a man, a beautiful man, not just in body and mind, though he certainly possessed beauty in both, but in his soul. He had something about him that I just couldn't resist. It was like something was awakening inside me. I couldn't explain it. I didn't understand it. As I fed on his desire and arousal, I found myself walking a very fine line. The feelings were new, fresh. In all those millennia, I had never felt anything like it. One night, surrounded by candles, on a bed covered in silk, with a gentle breeze washing over us and enveloping us, just as he began to reach the heights of his climax, just as I was about to take his soul, I whispered in his ear the very words that would change my existence. I love you. Even now, I don't know where they came from, but I cannot forget what they unlocked in me, what they released. In that moment, as the last sound escaped my lips, I felt myself being sucked back into the underworld. I felt the pain of abandoning him. It was like a piece of me had been ripped away. I wept. I mourned. And as I kneeled in supplication to my celestial masters, I knew I had committed a betrayal, one that would go neither unnoticed nor unpunished. I closed my eyes and started to purge the feelings, the arousal, the desire, the excitement and passion, all dissipated, as they always do. But the love remained. The love, I was told, could not be purged, and that from that time on, I would feel it towards each and every one of my victims. Worse, if I was ever to feed on their orgasm, they would die, and their souls would not be claimed, but sent to the ether to slowly evaporate into the cosmos over thousands of years. Their consciousness completely aware of its gradual and painful decline. To give them their ultimate pleasure would mean killing them. Now, normally, I wouldn't give this much thought. But now it would mean killing the one that I loved and banishing his soul to the horror of slow, torturous extinction. This was the curse of love. For a time I resisted. I tried to deny everything that I am, to stay in the netherworld. The hunger slowly growing until I needed to feed. My return to the earthly world was difficult. Everywhere I looked, I was surrounded by men. And those men couldn't help but find me irresistible, to be drawn to me, to desperately desire me. And I couldn't help but feel that desire. And as they grew more desperate for me, my hunger grew too. And then it happened. A hello, some small talk. He spoke and I laughed. I couldn't resist seducing him. It is my nature. Before I knew it, I was in his mind, feeling, desiring right along with him. Soon after, I was in the alley behind the bar, on my knees, his pants opening, his cock slipping out, growing harder at the sight of my wet lips. My hands reaching up and touching him exactly where he wanted me to. Slowly stroking his cock, feeling it harden. My mind flooded with his memories. From the first time he touched himself, to how he had made himself come just the night before. I knew everything about what pleased him and made him feel good. As I stroked his cock and it stiffened in my grip, I looked up at him. His eyes closed and head tilted back. A look and expression I had seen thousands of times. Now, images of my lips imprinted deep in his psyche, how he craved them, wanted them, kissing them, and then more. He wanted to be inside my mouth, even more than my pussy. I saw his cock starting to drip a bit of pre-cum. I leaned down and kissed the head of his cock, my tongue licking the tip gently, drawing it back into my mouth, tasting his pre-cum. My whole body started to awaken, tasting him, feeding on him. It was a feeling I had denied myself during my self-imposed exile. But now it was making my hunger grow. I needed to feed. I needed to make him come. I needed his seed inside me, in my belly. I needed feel his mind explode and his body shake. I parted my lips and took his cock into my mouth, letting every part of my mouth surround him, soothe him, and slowly, ever so slowly, I drew him deeper, letting my tongue tease and tantalize him. More pre-cum leaked from him and down my throat, feeding me, making me painfully aware of what I had been missing. Oh, faster, his arousal growing, his need and his desperation. My desperation starting to match his. And then those words. Those three words. Not coming from my mouth, but invading my mind. I love you. And I did, deeply, passionately, forever. He was getting so close. My hunger was at its limit. He was moaning, and his body started to stiffen. I felt tears run down my eyes. I pulled away, sobbing. I couldn't kill him. I loved him more than anything or anyone in my entire life. I tasted his pre-cum in my mouth now, and it felt like it was just barely enough to sustain me. I needed his orgasm, but I couldn't. It was too much. I felt his hand on my shoulder as he pushed me away. He looked at me, angry. I could feel that too. Rage. His desire was now gone. Fucking tease. He cursed at me, shaking his head, walking away. I felt my heart break. I wanted to chase after him, to beg him to love me too. I curled into a ball, crying, still hungry. I purged what I could, but my love for him remained. I didn't know anything about him, not his name. Nothing about his life, but for a fleeting time, I did know his desire for me, his arousal, and his desperation and need. A need I couldn't bring myself to fill. A pleasure I couldn't bring myself to give him. Year after year, decade after decade, the cycle continued. Feeding on men, living off the dribble of pre-cum that I could draw from them, each leaving me a sobbing, broken mess. It was only enough to barely sustain me, to allow me to continue to exist. But each time, the heartbreak was real. Soon, I knew only pain. Hundreds, maybe thousands of times. I envied humans and their ability to die, to end their suffering. Until I met a man. A man who was different. I didn't understand how or why. When I felt his thoughts, they had a different shape, a different contour to them. Maybe it was sincerity or purity. His thoughts for me were just as indulgent as any. He dreamed of my lips around his cock, filling my pussy and ass and fucking me until he came. I began to cry as I felt him becoming aroused. I cried because I wanted him. I cried because I needed him. Oh, I cried because I was so hungry, starving. And when he reached out to me and touched me, I felt a warmth I hadn't felt in a millennium. It was unlike anything I had felt for a very long time, yet also strangely familiar. He drew me close, brushed my hair back, and kissed me with a passion that overtook my senses. Now the feelings came fast and flooded me. about him with a depth that triggered my desire as much as I triggered his. I kissed him back and felt him raise me up. I wrapped my legs around him and I felt him enter me. I wrapped my arms around him tighter and rocked myself into him, fucking him just like he wanted me to, just like I needed to. I slowed my movements. I liked him inside me. I wanted it to last. I wondered if I could make it last forever. I went deep inside his mind and drew it close to mine. There was a feeling, something new, and yet something very, very old. It began to haunt me, a memory, a desire. And before I could think or act, the words slipped out of me. I love you. I whispered in his ear. His heart was pounding and his breathing grew frenzied. I tried to pull away as I felt his orgasm start to erupt. I wailed and twisted in his arms. I was in his mind. But he was also in mine. He knew. He knew. But he wasn't stopping. I started to hit him, desperate to make him stop, to save his life. And as he reached the final edge, the point of no return, he whispered back into my ear, "I'll die for you." As the words entered me, he exploded. It was a feeling I had forgotten. For the first time since I had been back on Earth, I was being fed, truly fed. He was feeding me with his body, with his soul, and with his sacrifice. My heart swelled. My love deepened. And I waited for him to disappear. To vanish. But he didn't. And nor did our feelings. Nor did our desire. I could have purged it all in that moment, just as I had done thousands of times before. But I wanted to hold on to it, all of it, forever. I wanted to hold him forever. He was still here, and I grabbed him tighter, burying my face in his chest, his cock still inside me. Time seemed to freeze. His love for me and his sacrifice, we would discover, had broken the curse. I returned to the underworld, and this time he accompanied me. And as we kneeled together before the masters in the underworld, he was given a choice. Return to the earthly realm to live his life as he knew it, with his memories erased. Or to accept a place in the netherworld as a newly born incubus, each of us permitted to love only the other for the rest of time. Now, we roam the earthly realm together, each feeding once again off of human desire, arousal, and pleasure. And each night, when we return to our realm, we fuck wildly, as only two demons can, with a passion born of a love that not even the masters of the netherworld can deny or banish. And each night, we speak to each other the words forbidden to all the others of our kind, whispered softly in the darkness. I love you.